Katy, Taylor Swift, Jesus Christ, Moses. A glorious day.
It was the best day ever.
Jack Black is coming for sure. Okay.
Shut up, stupid head. I'm on my way though.
Oh my God. He's about to get up and leave.
I think you always like say you're kind of open to something short term, but then when it actually comes down to it, you're like, no.
Finger slipped. Twice.
I'm on top of it today, guys.
The audio, man.
I really have been quite the technician today.
Yeah, you really have.
Yeah, we had a bit of an issue.
Colby's mic stand is
flaccid.
Blown to shit. It's not erect, that's for sure.
It gave up.
It did.
It said, I think I'm done with Match Made. And so I propped it up on a pillow for Colby before she got here.
Yep.
And it's working fabulously.
It actually looks good.
It's in a sling.
It actually is in a sling.
Poor guy.
And Colby's in her little cubbyhole.
Yep.
Yeah, a lot of technician coming out of Adam today. Then I identified Katie's refrigerator. It's fucked up.
I don't want to talk about it. I've had a bad day.
Katie's having a rough day.
Can we
day.
Not talk about the refrigerator being broken so I have to speak to my super who hates me?
I will contact Larry as your representative.
I literally can't. I was in the elevator with him yesterday, just the two of us.
Oh, no. Oh.
And the silence was deafening.
Yeah.
Like, it was crushing. I'm like, what? And then it crossed my mind, what if he listens to the podcast?
I just don't. Like, what does he look like? Paint me a picture of Larry, because I don't even know what he looks
like. No, I don't even want to do that, because then that'll give him more reason to come after me. Like, I can't describe this man.
Like, is he old? I just want to know, like, his general demographic. Like, is he somebody who I can picture in my head listening to our podcast?
Yeah, he's like, he's our demo, I would say. He's like our age.
Oh, really?
Wears Yeezys. Yeah, like, he's like a suave man. Like,
huh.
30, maybe?
He's a man about town.
So I wouldn't put it past him. Or maybe he has a girlfriend that listens. I don't know. I feel like it was just a weird encounter yesterday. I feel like he knows.
For some reason, I've always pictured
his
him.
His ears are ringing.
As being old.
No. He's like our age.
Huh.
And like, he came in here to fix the light switch and he was just fully watching soccer with Jack. And like, they bonded over soccer. Like,
oh, well, that's good. Okay.
He's like a normal dude, except for he hates me. So
I feel
maybe
like
he hates his job in general.
Yeah.
Fair enough. And that's
maybe
understandable.
It's not a personal thing.
Okay. I take everything personally, so.
I would just bring Jack around more. Just introduce, you know, invite him over when Jack's here. Start building the relationship.
Oh, I think I meant, like, invite him over to, like, hang out.
No,
like,
that's literally what I'm saying. I'm saying Jack comes over and you invite the super.
I don't need to hang out with him.
But that's the thing. You don't have to. Jack does. Okay. This is on Jack to build the relationship with the super.
This
so
is the cross.
Your concerns get dealt with in a timely manner.
The cross that Jack bears. He needs to be friends. He needs to be buddies. Not even friends. He needs to be besties with my super so I can.
No, you know, this is like literally what I do with Alex Mahi. Like,
I was going to say, but I feel like this is a pain point for living in a walk up. My first two apartments were in walk-ups, and every time that I had an issue, it was, like, not dealt with unless it was raised to management.
Because it was, like, such a bitch to walk upstairs.
Yeah.
In here, elevator.
Oh, true.
So.
No, but I'm saying you just need to find a straight man to bro out with those type of people. You
I know.
And then
well,
you'll
it's
be
funny.
Set.
You know what? You know what?
What?
He walks down the hall, and he's bros with every guy in this building.
That's what I'm saying.
Except for me. The girls are just, you know, given the short end of the stick here because we can't bro out.
I'm just telling you, you just need to find a man.
Okay.
And then send them.
Well, I have a man, so I'll send him.
Exactly. That's I literally do this to Alex all the time. We'll be at a bar or something like that where the bouncer is giving somebody a hard time. And I'm like, Alex, go bro out with them right now. And Alex will go dap him up. And then all of a sudden, all of our problems are solved.
Huh.
It works. Okay. You just got to use your straight men, you know.
I'll see what I can do.
To your advantage.
I'll see what I can do.
I believe in you. I think things are going to really happen for you.
Okay.
Once Jack bonds with the super.
Okay.
It's strategy. Okay. Should we do the intro?
I know. I was like, looking at you. Anyway.
I think it's your turn.
I'll take it away.
Anyway,
welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katy, Colby, and Adam.
Girls, how are we doing?
I've been better, but, you know,
just fine and dandy.
Colby's even better after I just saw her almost.
That was hilarious.
Wait, what happened?
On the way here, Adam, you can explain it because it was you doing it.
I was just on my little run. I was running along the West Side Highway. I was cooking too. I was like moving quick. But every time I go on the West Side Highway, I go on my find my friends because I'm like, there's always bound to be somebody here mm-hmm. that I'm going to see.
That's true.
I also knew Colby was walking to your apartment before you podcasted. So I saw Colby. And so I was like, oh, I need to like,
you quit. Didn't even need to look at your find my friends because I was wearing electric blue.
And that was my favorite part is yeah. I thought I had passed you, but then I realized Colby just walks like 100 miles an hour.
No, you literally do.
Like,
yeah,
I was crazy. Not going slow. Like I was cooking and Colby just kept getting further and further away. And I was like, holy shit. She's moving quick.
She was walking at your running pace, pretty much.
Basically, yeah. I mean,
my God.
She was quick as hell. And then lo and behold, I see Colby in the distance in her bright blue jacket. And I'm like, oh, that there she is. There she is. And so I pull out my phone. I start videotaping.
Of course.
I'm like ready to go jump one on Colby.
In for the kill.
And then I literally like bolt around her, like throw my camera in her face, basically. And Colby like jumps up like, and she got electrocuted.
I mean, that's not something that you expect.
I literally was like hyperventilating laugh after. And I was like, I just thought I was getting assaulted. Like,
Colby was wheezing.
I was. That was because when I'm on the West Side Highway, I'm in another planet.
Yeah.
I go to another dimension.
What tunes were you cooking up in there?
So yesterday I like would go as far to say as I was having a manic episode, I think, because I walked 18 miles and
Colby, tell the people what that translates to in terms of step count.
Yesterday was 33,000 steps.
Okay.
And
I don't think I take that many in a week.
That equated to 17 and a definitely half miles.
Well, I mean, I try to get 10,000 a day, but like that doesn't always happen. I know the girlies are like, get 10,000 yeah. steps a day. Sometimes I just don't have enough time to step.
And especially yeah. when it's been so cold. Yes. But yesterday was electric.
A glorious day.
It was the best day ever.
It was unbelievable. I wished it could be like that every single day.
Yeah.
But
it was a tease.
I went for a walk when I first woke up. Because I was so excited to get outside because I knew it was going to be nice. And then I had a workout class. And then after my workout class, I still had essentially the entire day ahead of me. And I was like, okay, I might as well just go for another walk now. And then I walked even further than I did in the morning. And then I went to Chinatown to go to this antique watch store with my roommate, which was actually really cool.
No, that looked incredible on your story. We need to go.
I want to go back because it ended up getting really crowded in there. And then I really wanted to barter with the lady and try and get the price down on this watch that I thought was really cute because the girl next to me did it and succeeded.
You love bartering in Chinatown.
I know, but it got like really crowded in there. Like, I was too embarrassed.
It was hard to negotiate.
Yeah, to negotiate with that many people.
There's too many
people
listening.
And it was so hot. So we ended up leaving. I was getting claustrophobic. But there were so many cool watches in there. And somebody came in. They have like, I don't know if they're real or fake Rolexes. But somebody came in and they were like, no, we don't have any fake Rolexes. Like, they're all real, whatever. But I was looking at, like, the cheapo. Like,
yeah.
I don't even know what brand they were. I just like the way that they looked. So then we were walking around Chinatown, and then I had to go to dinner with you guys.
Had to.
God forbid, Colby.
Colby, what the fuck? What are we?
We had dinner plans. So I and
that's
I had
a better
to walk,
way to say it. Thank you.
I had to walk there. That was what I was getting at. I had to get ready to go to dinner. And then,
well, you were going to take the subway, and then I promptly
right.
informed you that the
subway was
broken. Up.
So then I had to walk more.
Yes.
And so
you also honestly
and a half miles.
When we left the restaurant, like Colby was going to walk home fully, but I was like, Colby, I'm calling us an Uber. And then she looked at me as if like she did not want to get in that Uber, and I was like, you can walk if you want. And she's like, no, it's fine. Yeah. I'll come with you.
Well, it was because it was one of those days yeah. where you just like wanted to
I
walk
I just wanted
everywhere.
To be outside.
It was beautiful and like
it
the perfect
so
temperature.
Nice. No, but we had a amazing. Lovely dinner. It was not a chore.
Well,
it was just
better.
It was just on my mind.
I'm glad that's been cleared up.
Yes.
I'm glad that our dinner last night wasn't a real hassle for you.
We did have a lovely dinner. I feel
it
like
was
I
so good.
Ate to the brim.
Yeah, I was still full when I woke up. But like that cake really did it.
Oh my God, it was so good though.
Really
the tiramisu.
Stuffed me.
And the almond cake.
Oh,
the olive oil cake.
Yum. St. Theo's, highly recommend if you guys are coming to the city.
Yeah, it was actually so good. And I feel like we haven't really liked it that much in the past, but it was really good this time.
Yeah.
They've improved.
They've improved. They have.
It was yum. Yeah, I can't relate. I don't think I got that step count yesterday. I got like 18,000, I think.
Oh, I got like five. Like, I didn't even get close to you guys. I went on a very brief West Side Highway walk, but then Jack got blisters. Oh. Sorry, Jack, for outing you, but it's just funny when a man gets blisters because, you know, when a girl gets blisters, it's because, well, to be fair, I've worn like pretty, like, you know, annoying or just embarrassing shoes to get blisters in, like just like flats. But when you get blisters when you're wearing like super high heels, you're like, this is, these are the battle scars, like beauty from pain, you know, that sort of thing. But Jack wore a pair of loafers he hasn't worn in a while
on the walk,
and I told him, I was like, are you sure you're gonna wear it? But he like had soccer, so he already had, like, his feet were hurting from like soccer practice and stuff. So he was, this was his walk. My walking outfit was like a normal workout set and sneakers, and his was like not slacks, khakis, a short sleeve like button down shirt, and loafers.
That's such a boy thing,
like,
to do.
He's so British too. He just looked so like European, but he put that on. I'm like, okay, interesting choice, but fine, whatever you are comfortable in. And then we went on a walk and he got blisters like 20 minutes in, and we had to turn around and go back. I wasn't mad about it because it was really busy out.
It was
like,
so that's busy.
The thing. It was beautiful, but everyone had the same idea, so it was actually impossible to move.
There were people everywhere,
so it was fine to just like have my windows open, and I felt like I was outside. But granted, I wasn't stepping around as much as you two.
Yeah, I was. I went for a run before our dinner. Before then, I was in Soho, and have you guys been to Bon Bon? I'm sure you have. It's like super hype. That was my first time there, the Swedish candy store.
I have not been there.
When I went there most recently, I ran into a listener.
Oh, really?
Who was visiting from Massachusetts.
Oh.
So it's a good tourist stop.
Yeah, but I think a lot of locals go too.
It's just a good spot.
Just a good spot.
Because I was talking to Allie about it, and I feel like Allie is
so good.
Good taste.
Allie
in
loves
places.
Her
she
candy.
She has good taste in like everything.
She loves her treats.
Yes. Yeah. And she was like, oh my God, Adam, I've been going there for 5 years. I'm obsessed with it.
It was open when I lived like literally diagonal across the street from it when I lived on Delancey Street.
Yeah, but it's basically this candy store, like a Swedish candy store, and you go in and you get little scoopers and you make a little bag of candy.
Oh, that's cute.
And they charge you by weight. What I was not anticipating, they don't advertise the price per pound anywhere.
Oh,
but I think
drama.
It's like, I legit think it's like $100 per pound of
drama.
Candy.
How much did you spend?
I'm not even exaggerating. Like, my bag of candy, I think, had like, I don't know, 20 pieces tops of candy. And I think my bill is like $25. Like when I'm talking about a piece of candy, I'm talking about like a fucking Swedish fish.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
picture 20 Swedish fish, and then my bill is $25.
Well, you got the mini bag, didn't you?
Yeah, I got them. Well, I think they only have the mini bags now.
Oh, it's I got the big bag last week. But
designer candy.
Yeah. It's really good, though. It's high quality stuff.
It's honestly amazing.
Some of the did you like all the stuff that you got?
So I was with one of the people I was with is from Finland. And so she's like, she directed me away from the bad things.
She's
still
an expert.
A bit of it is trial and error.
Yeah. Because there are some things that are awful.
A long time ago. Like when I used to go, they used to let you try stuff, but now I don't think they do anymore.
No.
Or I just wouldn't even ask because it's so busy.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's so busy. There was a huge line. We waited in this like massive line.
They have soft serve there though.
Wait,
I saw
at the end when I was leaving.
It's
pissed.
It's so good.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know if they serve it year round.
They had it now and you just had to ask a person, I guess. But like it was on my way out because the way the store is oriented is it's like a circle. Like you come in from the front door after waiting in a massive line. You get a bag and a scooper, and then you go around the circle of the store and kind of just like pick whatever candy you want. Then they weigh it and charge you $1 billion. And then you're like, ah, fuck my life. But it is amazing candy. So highly recommend, Katie. Yeah. You should definitely try it. And
I'm not a huge candy girl.
Oh, really?
Not going to lie. I love ice cream. I'd get the soft serve.
Yeah.
But I'm not like a huge candy person.
Remember when you randomly told us your favorite dessert is cheesecake? And we were like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, well, it's true.
That's crazy.
It's the freaking truth.
Believe it or not.
Believe it and weep. Read it and weep. Whatever.
We were all quite shocked, I must say.
Yeah, no, I like ice cream. Like, I love... You know what I got the other night? Chocolate Therapy is the name of this ice cream from Ben & Jerry's. And it's crack.
Mm.
It's so good. Like, just... If you like pretty plain chocolate ice cream, like, just classic, it's like that, but, like, a little bit fancy because it has, like, chocolate pudding throughout.
Ooh.
I know.
But what's it called again? Chocolate Therapy.
Chocolate Therapy.
Mm.
I mean, the name... itself, like chocolate is therapy, so it makes sense. It tracks.
I love that.
But I'm not like a huge like Swedish fish. No twist. No, like none of those like fruity. I'll do like a raisinette.
I love a gummy.
Okay.
I don't know
about
that. But
I don't like Twizzlers.
I don't like
Twizzlers. Or Airheads.
Yeah, not a fan. But honestly, like, this candy was so good. I'm not a big candy person either, I would say. But when I was there, I was like, holy shit.
I'd go for the experience. I'd go for the experience, but I don't know if I can pay $25 for a piece of candy.
Well, had I known it was going to be $25, as you guys know, Frugal Adam would have literally gotten one piece and been like, here to try.
I'm shook.
No, I'm telling you, they don't advertise prices anywhere. You go up and put your shit on the scale. I literally think my thing was like 0.01 ounces.
Well, because someone will pay for that. You know, it's just...
Your bag looked pretty full.
You think so? I think there was like 20 pieces of candy in there.
It looked like you filled the bag.
No, it was literally like an eighth of the way full.
Oh.
An eighth?
Oh.
Like, wow.
My one friend, hers was like really full and hers was like 50.
Wow.
God, for candy? My goodness. Yeah, well,
if you do it on Postmates, I've seen a bunch of people TikTok about it and you can order... They have pre-made mixes that they'll send you or like they'll bag it for you and send it, but you can't pick and choose what candy that you want. And I think it's like $45.
Okay. Yeah. Not cheap. And I will say, to Colby's point, like some of them are legit so bad. Like I actually put one in my thing that I was like, oh, this looks good. It looks like a root beer cap kind of. So I was like, oh, this is going to be like a little root beer flavored candy. And I just spit it out. It was horrible.
So looks can be deceiving.
It was like really intense saltwater taffy.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
The flat, I think they're called sour discs. They're really thin and round. Yeah, yeah. They're so sour and so good.
Yeah, I love those.
Okay, that's one thing. I do like sour things. I'll do like a sour Skittle.
Yeah.
But I love sour Skittles.
Not too many because then they make your mouth hurt.
This is making me think about what I want to eat at my movie.
Oh, yeah. You're going to a movie tonight.
Yeah.
What movie are you seeing?
Well, I don't know. That's the whole fun and exciting part of it. So, like I've mentioned, I have this subscription to the Regal Movie Theater, and you pay, I think it's like $25 a month, and you can go to unlimited movies, and my roommate has it too. And the other day, we were looking to see what movies we could go see in the near future. She went to Dune last night and said that it was really good. So, we need to make our appointment to go. Mm-hmm. But she saw that on Monday, every once in a while, they do a mystery screening and they play an advanced screening of a movie that hasn't come out yet.
Wait, that's amazing. Yeah. I figured it was just like one of the ones that are already out.
No, yeah. So, and they just don't tell you the name of it. And I don't know where she found the description, but right before I left to come here, she was like, it's under 2 hours and it's rated PG. And I was like, it's giving animated movie. And then I was looking at
Is it going to be that movie It or whatever? It's not It.
I don't know.
What's it called?
Sounds scary.
It's a short. No. It's not like the horror film or anything. It's like from Ryan Reynolds or something.
Oh, maybe.
It's like this children's movie. But it looks really good. Like I would watch it.
Well, now I'm hopeful for that. I was looking at the coming soon and Kung Fu Panda 4.
Oh, yes.
Is coming soon. And I don't know what I would do if that came on the screen. Although, An Evening with Jack Black is like my dream. So.
Oh, it's called If. If is the movie I was thinking of, not It.
Oh, I wonder if that's going to be It.
It's called If. And it's Ryan Reynolds. If trailer finds Ryan Reynolds helping imaginary friends reconnect with kids.
Wait, so
it's like when kids stop believing in imaginary friends.
Oh,
like,
where do
they go or something? And so it's like a really heartwarming, like, animated film.
Oh, I need
and
to
it's
see
coming
that.
Out, I think. I actually don't know when it's coming out.
Soon.
Oh, May 17th.
Oh, that's maybe too far away.
Oh.
It's 1 hour and 57 minutes.
Well, I don't know if I have that information yet.
Well.
But so it could be Kung Fu Panda, but Jack Black.
Jack Black is one of my favorite celebrities of all time.
Really?
I love Jack Black.
That's a hot take.
The best energy.
No.
I don't know about that.
I'd love to hug him.
How is it a hot take?
I just don't think
Have you ever watched School of Rock?
Of course. But I just don't think...
How about The Holiday?
Of course.
Oh, he's literally one of my favorite people.
Are we thinking of the same person? I haven't seen a
Jack Black. He's funny. He's a funny guy.
I'm not saying, like, I want to have sex with him. But I'm just saying he is one of my favorite people.
Is Jack Black a dad? I feel like he'd be a great dad.
I know he's married. Oh, Kung Fu Panda 4 is only 1 hour and 34 minutes. So I actually don't know if it's that. I don't know.
Oh, does have a kid. He's 54. He's 5'6". Spouse's name is Tanya. And his kid's name is Sam.
All right, I'll accept your love of Jack Black. I didn't realize the amount of animated films that he's in that I actually really like. One thing about Adam Harrison is that I love an animated film.
Wouldn't it be so great to be a really famous voice actor?
Yes.
Like, not him, because he's, you know, has notoriety for his face and his likeness, but like being a really, really famous voice actor that no one like would recognize you out in public, but you're just like a sneaky billionaire because you're like a really popular voice actor.
Yeah.
100%. And you're talented.
It's like, see ya.
And you can come to work looking like shit.
Yeah.
That would
is
be
he a voice actor and or a voice actress?
No, but nobody knows what she looks like.
Well, oh, I think people do now.
Yeah. Well, that was for a while.
For a while, she was like, no one knew. Or Marshmallow.
Yes.
Marshmallow.
Yeah.
He probably, he could look like shit under there.
Right.
I don't know what Marshmallow looks like. I could walk down the street next to him and not know.
Yeah. Wait, so how'd they find Sia?
I think like she got paparazzi'd and then people saw her face.
Oh, dang.
But she always like had hair in front of her face. She never showed what she looked like.
Yeah, because she didn't want it to be a part. I kind of like her mission. She was like, I don't want it to be a part of like my art.
I love that. She's like a modern day Hannah Montana.
Exactly.
Who would your dinner be with celebrities? Well, I guess not even celebrities.
Ask
like
that
known
again.
People. Like
rephrase.
Your dream dinner table.
Okay.
Of like, we'll go five.
Five people?
I don't even know if I know
Colby,
five celebrities.
I need time to think about this.
Come on. Just on the spot. you can revise.
Taylor Swift, of course.
Number one. Is she sitting next to you or at like the head of the table? Where are you sitting?
Is it I'm picturing a round table.
A round table. Okay.
So we're all facing each other. I'm next to Taylor, I guess. So celebrities are like historical figures.
Anyone. Because anybody known.
I'd like to meet with Marie Antoinette. I have some questions for her.
Okay.
And I bet Taylor Swift would as well.
We can arrange that. Dead or alive. Sure. This is your dinner.
See, my problem is like everyone else besides Taylor is a historical figure.
That's fine. Who else is coming? Ben Franklin?
No, Theodore Roosevelt, because he's my birthday buddy. And he did a lot.
Katie wants Taylor Swift in The Last Supper.
Yeah.
Katie, Taylor Swift, Jesus Christ, Moses.
No, there's a few people. Hedy Lamarr. She's funny. She like invented, not funny. She's incredible, but like she's a very interesting story because she was like an inventor and an actress and she invented Wi-Fi.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What do you need to know from Hedy?
Just how to be a badass. Like, she's sick. Anyway, there's a lot of people. I'll just stop there.
No, you have to finish.
Oh, my
one
God.
One more.
Well, this is torture.
Wait, actually, you only have Taylor.
Marie Antoinette.
Marie.
Hedy Lamarr.
Theodore. And one more.
Oh, probably another dude.
Like JFK.
We got to even it out. JFK.
Come on.
Come on.
How could you not invite him?
No, you know.
You're reviving people.
I want Princess Diana back because I want to ask her what happened.
Yes.
I want to ask her what actually went down.
I love that.
So, sorry, Teddy, you're alone. You're the one dude at the table.
Yeah.
Anyway, continue.
That's a good one.
You're yours.
Mine? Oh, God. Well, I definitely have to have Taylor Swift because she'd be the entertainment for the night. She'd be sitting directly next to me as well. Noah Kahan also, because I would want them to do a duo. So they would have to come up with some kind of song on the spot together.
Okay.
So that would be our entertainment for the evening. I think I would want JFK as well. But if I have JFK at the table, then I also need Sonia Morgan, who claimed to be best friends with him, because I think that would kind of add an interesting dynamic. Yeah. And then maybe my fifth in that case could
That's JFK Jr.
Okay, so we can have him.
Yeah,
we can have JFK Jr. And then maybe in that case, it would also make sense to have Carol Rodswell.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Bethany Frankel. We need Bethany there.
Yeah.
Because Bethany would really, I think, add some dimension to that table.
Okay.
I don't know. Did I hit five?
Yeah.
Can I have six? I think I would also want Carol Rodswell because Carol Rodswell and Bethany Frankel hate each other. And I think
it
would just be fantastic.
They can swap spots. They can.
Noah and Taylor are going to be like silent at this table.
But they're going to not be silent when it comes time for them to not be silent.
When it's their turn to sing.
Yeah, once everybody is like battle royale at the table, aka Bethany, Carol, JFK Jr., and Sonia Morgan, then like Taylor and Noah are there to calm things down.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm moderating the chaos. But then once everybody finishes the chaos, then I'm going to be like, okay, time for the entertainment of the night. Noah and Taylor, do your thing. Clip. Katie's already
you need Dorinda.
I don't know what that means, but
okay.
What's
I'm
yours?
So happy it's my turn.
Yeah, what's yours?
I think about this often.
We know that.
But it changes often.
Okay.
My number one guest is Kris Jenner.
All right, that's a good one. I'll accept it.
My number two, Adam Sandler.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I really thought you were about to say
me. I kind of want him at mine.
My number three is Justin Bieber. My number four.
Jack Black.
I know Jack Black is coming for sure. Okay. But I'm like, where does he fit in? I feel like, do him and Adam get along? Like, yeah, I think they have to like sit across from each other.
They can't be next to each other.
They can feed off of each other.
You need to spread out though the funny energy.
And then my number five would be Joan Rivers.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay. Great.
See, it's going to be a funny evening.
What do you think about Justin, though? Like, I feel like he'd be kind of boring at a dinner, honestly.
Yeah, you don't think so? Like, I just love him.
Okay.
See, I was considering Justin, too, because I also love Justin, but I just picture him being kind of like a buzzkill.
No. When you, like, all the videos that I see of him when he's, like, out and in the right group, like, I feel like Adam Sandler would really bring out a fun and goofy side of Justin Bieber.
Okay, I'll accept that.
And Justin is close to the Kardashians, so he would be friendly with Chris.
So him and Chris would like be sitting next to each other.
Between, on either side of me.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So you're the central.
And then Joan, Adam, and Jack would be the other side.
Okay.
Five is like too intimate, though. Like, I have so many people that I would like to dine with.
Well, you're the one who said five, so
I know. Well, thank God because you guys struggled to think of five.
Wait, I did not struggle. I was ready to
You know, I don't think about this often because I know it's not going to happen.
Well, because I think Harry Styles like also would be really good in this environment.
Like, I'm a realist and know this will not happen because everyone I want to have dinner with is dead.
Yeah,
besides Taylor.
These are three completely different dinner tables. Like, it's actually kind of funny, the juxtaposition of, like, the dinner party that we each just
picked. Yeah.
You know who would be cool, too? Amelia Earhart. I want to know what happened to her plane. Where is it?
You want to know what would actually be really funny? If the three of us picked two people each, and then that was the dinner. Like,
okay.
I picked two, Colby picks two, Katie picks two, and, like, that's the dinner table.
Okay, plus so let's three. We can go back and do that.
Oh, no, this is hard. I can't pick two. Don't make me do it.
Chris and Adam Sandler. Man.
I think mine are Bethany and Carol.
Okay.
Well, Taylor obviously has to be one.
Katie needs Taylor and a historical figure, I think. I think that's the balance that you're bringing to our table.
Taylor and Marie Antoinette. What an interesting pair that would be. I mean, Marie Antoinette pre-head chopping, by the way.
She got her head chopped off?
Yeah, that's how she died.
Yeah.
Marie Antoinette. Treason. She died. She committed treason.
Let them eat cake.
Well, that wasn't actually true.
Oh.
She didn't actually say that, but...
Oh. Damn.
I never would have known.
Yeah.
But she was like a badass woman, right?
She was kind of... she started some fashion trends. She was very influential.
Oh.
She was an influencer, but she spent a lot of money that she shouldn't have spent, and the peasants couldn't even have bread, and she was...
I see.
She literally... This is actually, like, insane. She, in her time, like, her and her friends, like, in the court, created... Mind you, the peasants were starving. She used like crown money to create a like fake village that they would pretend to be peasants. Like her and like the rich people would like go in there and pretend to be peasants for the day. Like it was fun for them.
Oh.
To like pretend like they had jobs.
They were cosplaying.
Yes. While the real peasants were starving. Like imagine.
Okay,
they would be canceled.
So she wasn't great. No, I'm not saying I want to get dinner with her because I think she's great. It's more so I just have a lot of questions.
I really feel like her and Bethany Frankel would probably hate each other. I really think they would hate each other. I think that Bethany would really go for her.
Yeah.
Carol Radswell would definitely hate her. So I honestly wonder if that would reestablish Carol and Bethany's friendship if they were at a dinner table with Mary.
Or how
Marie
do you spell Radswell?
Radswell, R-A-D-I-Z.
Is she a descendant of Jackie...
Onassis Kennedy.
Her sister?
Yeah.
Lee Radswell?
Well, she's not a descendant. She married...
The son.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute, because I'm doing a podcast future episode about Lee Radswell, however you fucking say her last name. I'm going to learn Radswell.
Wait, I think Lee was the guy. The ABC anchor? Or whatever he was? Or
I thought Lee was the girl.
Oh, wait. You're probably right. Hold on.
No, I think Lee was the woman's name. They had weird names back then. Yeah, Lee Radswell and Jackie Kennedy.
Okay, Carol was married
sisters.
To Anthony.
They're famous sisters, but they had a very complicated sisterhood because Jackie was like Jackie Kennedy and Lee was like also, you know.
Yes.
known, but not as known as and famous as Jackie.
So okay, so basically like, Carol married Anthony. Anthony's mother is Lee.
Okay, cool. So there is, I was like, wait a minute, this last name is like too...
Yes. So Carol is a real housewife of New York, like an OG.
That tracks.
And her and Bethany Frankel used to be besties.
Okay.
They had a massive falling out and they legit despise each other.
What was the falling out over?
I don't even remember. Do you remember, Colby?
I don't either. I wonder if they remember. They should get over it. Life's too short.
They did not get over it. Bethany Frankel is a I hold grudges kind of girl. Oh, for sure. So is Carol. Two very opposing personalities. Anyways, so glad we made our dinner table. Yeah. I think Marie and Bethany are really going to
hit it off.
I don't even think so. I think they're going to like battle royale to the death.
Okay.
I'm concerned about my guests.
Well, I don't even think Marie... The thing about Marie Antoinette is she definitely didn't speak English. She definitely spoke French. So I don't know how this is going to go. We need a translator.
It's okay. She can learn. I honestly think Chris and Marie Antoinette would be besties. Like, that seems like something that Chris would do in, like, another lifetime where it was, like, socially acceptable to just, like, pretend to be poor and, like...
Yeah.
Just exist. You know, like, Chris would probably find that entertaining, I feel like. You know?
Yeah. Yeah,
like the episode where... Well, actually... Chris didn't do this.
It's like when the D'Amelios went and worked at, where did they go work?
Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, Walmart or something.
Yeah.
And they like filmed them doing it and everyone was like, this is so weird. Like, why why are you making them work at Walmart? It's like giving
Kardashians
like,
on one episode got prosthetics put on their faces and it was Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie, and they went on like a Hollywood tour.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then they kind of outed themselves because they were being very vocal.
Of course.
But.
Girls. Anyway, okay. So let's talk about our personal lives, not celebrities, because that's what you came here for, maybe. Any updates, anyone?
Wow. I'm the town whore now. All right, guys. Fall is in full swing, and it's the perfect time to refresh your wardrobe with pieces that feel as good as they look. Luckily, Quince makes it easy to look polished, stay warm, and save big without compromising on quality.
You guys know how much we love Quince. We do not stop talking about it. They have all the elevated essentials for fall. Think 100% Mongolian cashmere from $50, which I have and love, washable silk tops and skirts, and perfectly tailored denim, all at prices that feel too good to be true. I'm eyeing their wool coats this season. I actually got one for my mom for Christmas last year, and she loves it. It has a cute little sash belt, super high quality for a fraction of the price. By partnering directly with ethical top-tier factories and cutting out the middlemen, Quince delivers luxury quality pieces at half the price of similar brands.
Keep it classy and cozy this fall with long-lasting staples from Quince. Go to quince.com/matchmade for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/matchmade to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/matchmade. See you there.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Where we leave off?
Well,
he was canceled. Hillstone was canceled. Then we uncanceled him. And you went
and you were like, oh, I am. You were not going to like bend your schedule to see him, but you would see him when you see him sort of thing.
Oh, did I say that in the last episode? I really just contradict myself week after week, honestly.
I don't know if you said that. You said that you... Yeah. No, I guess you did kind of with your actions of seeing him for like that 2-hour span before both of you had dinners, even though he canceled his, but still.
Well, we were together for technically 3 hours, but I think...
Oh, three? Oh, pardon me. Not two, three.
You guys know I love to give him the bones. I'm like...
Well, you know what? We actually got an email about this, which I'll let you read.
About Hillstone?
It was just a girl kind of like backing him up.
Oh, okay, good.
A lot of people are backing him up. Like the people that are like, oh no, we get this career. It's like really tough. You don't have time.
People honestly have been pretty invested. Like I'm getting a lot of DMs being like, I'm rooting for Hillstone.
It's a tough one because it's like, it's not really his fault, but also like, do you deserve to go through all this?
Yeah. I mean, but that's also my decision, right? Is like figuring out if that's something I'm willing to deal with. Cause obviously like this is not something that's ending anytime soon. Like the boy is on year one. No. As in, like
his job. I was like, "Whoa, Adam! Oh my God, you guys are getting married."
No, my relationship with him could end at any second, honestly, given like the updates, I guess. But no, like his job itself, like he's literally in year one of residency, has 4 more years minimum, and then like his fellowship years. Like this man has a long ass time of this. But I will say I'll backtrack to what kind of happened after Monday. But he had texted me, I think on. I don't know, we were keeping up last week. He wanted to see me again. Texted me on Saturday asking what I was doing. And Friday night, we obviously went to that whiskey bar.
Yes.
And remember, he and I were texting like a lot. And it was just like the best banter.
It was a lot of banter. Ever. Like fiery banter.
It was so good. I was like letting Katie read it because I was being so rude, but I was just so into it. Like we were drinking at this whiskey place.
And it was all of our friends, though. It wasn't like you really had to like...
Yeah.
You know, when you're with your buds.
Everybody was like, what are you smiling at your phone so much about? And I was just in like ferocious banter with this boy. But that's just like the thing that I like so much about him is like everything is so funny.
He's
like,
unattainable.
He's so good at banter. And yes, he's unattainable. Exactly. So I'm like obsessed with him. But anyways, we had all this banter Friday night, but he had a concert that he was going to in Brooklyn. So he already had plans Friday night. And so I was obviously wasn't going to see him then. And I was with everybody else. And so Saturday, he asked if I wanted to hang out, or he asked, like, oh, do you have plans tonight? This mm-hmm. is at 5 p.m., mind you.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, no, I don't have plans, because Saturday, if everybody remembers, it was, like, torrentially rain, downpouring, nobody so wanted to do disgusting. Anything.
Yeah, the gross. Polar opposites of Saturday and Sunday, kind of crazy. Yeah. Like, yeah. Saturday was, like, the grossest day known to man, and Sunday was beautiful, not a cloud in the sky.
Saturday, yeah. I was like, I'm... moving out.
Yeah. Two I'm completely done. Different mentalities, and Saturday
then,
and Sunday.
And then Sunday, I was like, oh my God, I love it here.
Yeah.
No, same. Saturday, I canceled all my plans. Like, I had a birthday party, as Adam does, and I obviously flaked on that. Sunday, I was like, somebody stick an Aperol Spritz into my veins. Like,
no, it's kind of crazy. Like, spring and summer will heal us.
Yeah.
It's true.
Exactly. It's true. But anyways, that being said, Saturday, I had no plans because I flaked on everything. Mm-hmm. And he texted me at 5 p.m. and just asked if I had plans that night. I said no and like assumed he was going to ask me to hang out. And he like, then all of a sudden when he kind of asked me what I'm doing, oh my God, what the hell?
What?
Do you guys see my hands?
What is that?
I have no idea. It's like all over me.
What is it?
I don't know.
What color is it? I can't even see from here.
It's brown. Oh my God. It's like all over me.
Oh my God. What is it? Did you touch poop?
I'll cry if I touch poop.
What is it?
I don't know. Oh. I'm scared.
Okay. Wash your hands.
It's okay. We'll just leave it there.
Wait, what?
Okay, I'll watch it.
What is it? It come from? I don't know. I don't think I have anything.
I certainly don't know.
On the ground over there.
Well, it's like in the center of your palm. Well, I feel like that would be a hard place to get poop.
For Colby's mic stand, we were trying to fix it.
Oh, you're right.
You were like shoving your hand in it. I think it's probably
maybe
grease.
Maybe it's rust. Yeah.
Grease from the mic stand is on you, probably.
Okay, we're fixed.
Okay, that was scary. I thought you were bleeding.
Well, no, I looked down and I'm covered in brown.
I thought you were bleeding out.
What is going on?
Okay, so continue with your day.
Okay, we're back. So, anyways, long story short, I had no plans. This boy texted me at 5 p.m., and then all of a sudden he's being super like non responsive. And I'm like, what the fuck? Of course you're going to text me and ask me what I'm doing, like insinuating you're going to ask me to hang out and then not text me back.
How quickly did you reply to him when he asked you what you were doing?
Okay, I think it actually happened at like 4 p.m. He asked what my plans are. Within like 20, 30 minutes, I was like, no plans.
Yeah.
What do you have in mind kind of deal?
So you were like quick on your feet. It wasn't like you waited 3 hours.
No, I wasn't doing my like thing of waiting forever. I was like, you know what? It's kind of last minute. I'll just tell him I have no plans. I obviously want to hang out with him anyway, so it's fine. And then he waits like an hour until like 6 p.m. to text me. And he's like, so sorry, like my co-residents ambushed me or whatever. Like they came over. I'm going to see if I can like get them out so that you can come over, smiley face, like some shit like that.
Ambushed him? Do people just ambush
people? When I read that text, I thought that they ambushed him and were like trying to get him to go out. So then I thought that he was trying to figure out what the plan was so that you could come meet them. I was so confused.
They just like popped over to his apartment. Do people ambush people? Have you ever ambushed me? I feel like I'm way too much of a control freak for that.
Like, I tried to ambush you before, but Katie's like, don't come over.
Yeah. No, I need a plan. I need to know when you're coming.
Yeah. No unannounced
guests. So I can prepare.
Guests.
I mean, well, I guess maybe I'd be fine if someone showed up, but I usually, I don't know. I need to know, I feel like.
How would they know I was home?
How would they get in?
Okay, yeah, literally 5:17 p.m. He says, but anyway, what are you doing tonight? Are you mobile or stuck being whatever? He said something else I'm not going to say on here because it's cringy.
Cute and sexy.
Basically, he was like, we're stuck being cozy and cute.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
And then I responded within 10 minutes saying that
10 minutes. Okay, so he
really quicker.
Should have fucking replied.
Quicker. And then, okay, so it's 5:23 p.m. at the point that I replied. 6:20 p.m., he texts me, just got ambushed by co-residents. Let me try to get them out so you could come, smiley face. And then I don't respond because I'm pissed. I'm like, it's been an hour and a half. It's already 6:30 and you're like not giving me any indication. 10 minutes later, when can you be here? And then I was like, of course, I'm weak. So I said, I have no plans whenever you want me to be. And then doesn't respond for another 30 minutes. Now we're at 7:05 p.m. Mind you, I live in Fideye and this man like lives on the Upper East Side. Like he's like 90 plus, you know?
See, the reason why this would upset me as a girl would be because of the getting ready process. Simply because like if this is like happening, like I'd be like, okay, am I doing my makeup or not? Like tell me now. Or if I started, like should I take it off? Like, you know, just this is just no. Big no.
And I'm the same way. Like it's not like I'm putting on makeup, but I need to like shower and make myself look presentable. Exactly. You know, like there is like getting ready to go into it.
It's not just like, oh, I'm just gonna bop over. It's like and you also emotionally prepare. It's the mental emotional preparing for it.
So I just wanted something concrete.
I can't live like this.
No.
I know.
But maybe some people
and
can.
This, I mean, this is apparently how I'm living. And then basically 30 minutes later, 7:05 p.m., want to start heading up here. And naturally, I was like, literally, fuck this. Like, what the fuck? But of course, I was like, yes, of course, on my way. Yeah. It's like, why are you asking me last minute? But whatever, on my way, stupid head, it's fine. So I ended up going up.
You called him stupid head?
No, of course not.
That was his mental thought.
That was my mental thought.
It took me a second to realize Adam. He wasn't reading that. He said that from his brain.
No, it's like that meme. It's like, shut up, stupid head. I'm on my way though.
Yeah.
If you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
No. But yeah, so obviously I called like a fucking $40 Uber up to his apartment and it was super nice. I mean, we like hung out, we had a couple glasses of wine, obviously like I told the girls what happened last night because it's a little bit annoying.
Oh, I'm infuriated over this. And everyone listening should be too.
Yeah. So basically this is what happened. So we were watching a movie. Obviously one thing led to the next. We hooked up. And after we hooked up, it was probably like 10:45, 11 p.m. And we were kind of just like hanging out. And he's like, okay, so like what's your vibe? Like, do you want to like, do you need to take a shower? Do you want to go home? Or do you want to sleep here? Like, basically gave me those options as if it wasn't, like, insinuated that I was sleeping there.
Yeah, like, you came over to spend the night together. Yeah,
and I was kind of, like, in my head, like, what? Like, I got here at literally 7:50 p.m.
It's 11 p.m. and it's raining outside. What the fuck?
Yeah, I was, like, I've been here for, like, 2.5-3 hours, like, was hooking up kind of, like, all you wanted for me type situation.
Right. Transactional. You know?
Transactional. And I can't tell if he was just like giving me the option because the next day, so on Sunday, he was starting his new shift in the Bronx. So he was starting a new rotation and he was gonna have to be there like decently, or not crazy early, but like 8 a.m and so we would have had to get up early. And I was like, oh, I mean, what time is it? And he's like, it's 11 p.m and I was like, okay, well, I prefer to sleep here if like, do you care if I sleep here? And he was like, no, of course not, but like, I just have to get up super early, so I just wanted to give you the option.
See, this is what's... Did he tell you that he had this early morning thing, like, when he first...
I didn't know.
Before you went?
Yeah, I knew he was starting his rotation.
Okay, see, that's... Okay, never mind then. Because I feel like that... If that's, like, understood beforehand, fine. But if he, like, just, like, brought it up, like... I don't know.
I guess so, but, like, also...
It would have been better if he just was like, so do you want to sleep here? Or what are you...
Yeah.
Or, not being like, do you want to go home?
Yeah. Like, the way he said it
was
as if, like, he did kind of want to sleep by himself.
It was the delivery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In my opinion. But I was like, bro, no, I'm not fucking going home. It's 11 p.m. It's raining outside. I just made it all the way up to the Upper East Side. Right. Like, I'm staying over.
Yeah, you know? Came to him.
Yeah. So I was like, do you care? And he was like, no, of course not. But, like, I just have to be up super early. So I just wanted to give you the option. And so it's fine. Like, I feel like he was, like, polite about it. But I obviously, on the other hand, would have rather him been like, I really want you to stay over. Like, please, like, you know, stay over. You can stay as long as you need
of
to in the morning.
You, like, want to be wanted, like, not to feel like it's like a chore that you're sleeping next
to. Also, like,
him.
I didn't want it to feel like kind of transactional. Also, like, I came all the way up there and like we hooked up, and I don't know. So that was a little bit annoying, I will say. And then I was
That's valid to feel really annoyed. Yeah. I would feel so annoyed.
So, like, of course, I slept over, and then the next morning I like went out with him and left with him, and then I was venting to Alex about it because I was just like, this is just like a weird situation. Like, I get it. On one regard, because okay, he was going into a 24-hour shift also, like, totally makes sense. He'd probably want to like get like a good night's sleep, like a full night, whatever, before going into this 24-hour shift at a new hospital where he wasn't acclimated to anything, whatever. Like, I kind of get it. But also, like, I don't know. I kind of would have wanted a heads up, I guess, before I, like, meandered all the way up to the Upper East Side.
No, I, yeah. That's why I was asking, like, did he tell you before? Yeah, because I'm like, I think that deserves a heads up. Because otherwise, you kind of feel, like, used in a way. If, like, if you were to leave. I don't know if I told you guys this, but Jack loves to bring it up. When we first met, we hooked up that night, like, after our date, which I, like, always forget. But, like, we literally, like, did, which... At the time, I was like, oh, I probably shouldn't have done that. Because as I was doing it, I'm like, oh, I probably shouldn't be doing this because I really like him. And I want him to stick around because I would like was conditioned to feel like I have to wait to like date two or date three, whatever. At one point, we like had hooked up and like he slept over. Like I don't even remember the conversation of like, do you want to stay? Do you want to go? Like, I just think he just assumed and I assumed he was sleeping over. I wake up like in the middle of the night. It's like 4 a.m. And I see him like putting his underwear on, like getting clothed. And I'm like, oh my God, he's about to sneaky leave. He's about to get up and leave. And like while I'm asleep. And so I like turn my light on very dramatically. My light is on. I go, where are you going? I'm like, are you leaving? He goes, no, I'm just going to the bathroom. He was just coming down to go to the bathroom, but he was in an unfamiliar place, so he put his underwear on. This is the first time he ever was in my apartment. He had to go downstairs. He's like, I didn't want to be like with my dick out if I fall down the stairs. Like, whatever. But I like so dramatically turned the light on and was like, where do you think you're going? Like,
Katie, that is so funny.
I cannot leave.
Because I've been scarred before. Like, that has fully happened to me where I've like hooked up with guys and they've like left.
Yeah.
Before that
was
I woke up.
Your first date, just to clarify.
That was our first date.
I'm really wheezing.
Anyway, so just something that you've probably never heard, because I don't know why I forgot to tell that story, but that
is so funny.
Truthfully happened, and he still wanted to date me after that, so.
That's how you know.
But no.
Nothing you do could yuck his yum.
I brought that up because I'm like, you know, when you get to thinking that sex is like transactional after bad situations. So I just like jumped the gun. I just like assumed he was departing, like leaving me, because that's happened before. Yeah, it doesn't feel great when you know, you put yourself out there and then like it feels transactional.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, anyway. I didn't necessarily think like he wanted me to like go, I guess, but he definitely didn't want me to stay. You know, it wasn't like, please stay. Like, I really want you to be here.
He's probably starting to get scary.
Especially since it was like the first night that you've spent together in a month.
Yeah, because I hadn't slept over in like over a month. See, that's the other difficult part about me and Hilson's situation is at this point, that was our seventh time hanging out, right? Like our seventh, if you want to call it a date, whatever, our seventh date.
Yeah.
But we had our first date in December. Like at this point, I've been seeing this kid for almost 2.5 months.
December, January. Yeah, like...
But we've been on 7 dates, which is a decent amount.
If he had a normal
amount.
Schedule, you'd probably have been on like 12 dates by now.
Right. Exactly. And like we had 2 dates, if you remember, that were just canceled because of his like crazy schedule, remember? So like we would have seen each other more. But like the thing about that is it wouldn't make any sense for me to bring up to him and be like, so what are we? Or like, where is this going? Just because it's so sporadic in between when we're hanging out, you know?
Yeah. Like,
and
no,
like, it's not like a consistent thing.
Right.
And I vented to Alex about this the next day because I was like, I don't know, like this made me feel like a little weird. Like, you know, like I would have much rather him just been like, I really want you to stay over, like, please stay over, whatever. Obviously it's like late or something like that. Or been like, you know, like, so like, I really like need to get a good night's sleep. Like, can I call you an Uber home or something? I don't know. I still would have been like unhappy, but I would have gotten it just knowing how horrible his schedule is.
Yeah. He tried to like put the ball in your court, which is unfair.
Yeah. Right?
Like the way he phrased it was just so bad.
Yeah. So not great, but, so when I was venting to Alex about it, Alex is like, yeah, but also like if you think about the way that he's been treating you, I guess, like even recently, like it doesn't seem like it's a transactional relationship because like why the fuck, for example, would he go dedicate a night to you at Hillstone, for example, when like we both had dinners after, like we weren't clearly going to hook up after that. Like he had a dinner plan for 8. I had a dinner plan for 9:30. We went to Hillstone. He paid the $300 bill. He's like paid for me almost every time we've gone. Like we wouldn't be going on these dates, you know, if it was a transactional relationship, in my opinion. Does that make sense?
I agree with you, and I think that's true, but you still don't ever want to feel like even remotely transactional.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, we've talked about how it's like hard to actually sleep with a guy like the first like few weeks or months, but it's like fun to like wake up together and like the morning and like I don't know. I think everyone should feel like that.
Yeah. So I don't know. It's fine.
But fair. You're right. He wouldn't be spending money on you.
And he is clearly invested in it.
It's just unfortunate how his schedule is.
Yeah.
Schedule and that's the root of this.
Literally sucks. I mean, this week alone, he has 3 24-hour shifts. Like,
which is so crazy. I mean, someone has to do it. It's incredible.
I know.
But it's just tough when it's like.
Oh, I know.
Imagine it's so hard. How it would be with him if he had a different job.
Like, insane. Because I'm so excited. Like, he's so great, honestly.
Yeah.
And I hate, Colby was like, was it worth it yesterday? And I was like, honestly, I hate that it was. Like,
yeah.
It was worth good, it. Like,
yeah.
You know, sexual chemistry. That's so.
It's tough.
Ugh, it's fucked up. Well, but, anyways, that's my Hilson update. So, we'll see what happens.
We'll see how things unfold.
Because I've been having this issue on Hinge that everybody that I like back and that messages me does not live here.
Where do they live?
This one guy I was just telling you.
How does that work?
He has his location set to here.
Oh.
And then he messages me. He was like, well, I haven't come over yet, so I don't. He said something. And then I answered, and he was like, so I don't know what that means, but you can show me. I'm coming over next week to see if I like New York. I might move in with my friend who lives there.
Come over. That makes it seem like he's coming across the pond.
He is.
Oh, he's like
from Spain.
Oh, I see. Oh, ooh la la.
I see.
And then this other guy that I was talking to, it says he lives in Hoboken. He was like, yeah, I don't live in the city. And I was like, do you live in Hoboken? And he was like, no, I live close by. And I was like, okay.
You're like, do you live in Pennsylvania?
Wait, the sunset looks really pretty.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, I can see like a partial like
pink
reflection.
Gorge.
But so, I don't know what that's saying about me.
I think
that it means that my Hinge is people that aren't looking for anything serious.
You need to set your intentions to long-term relationship. Yeah.
Yep.
That's no what I did. Short-term.
Oh, you did do that?
Yeah, mine said that when Jack and I were, when we first matched. It said, looking for a long-term relationship, open to short.
I literally removed the open to short.
I tried. No, I know. And I added it. So like, I didn't have it for a while. And then I added it. Like when Jack and I matched, I had it set to that. But then I like after, because we were chatting for a bit, we hadn't like gone on a date yet. Then I took it off again because I was just so like wishy-washy about the short-term one. Because I'm I don't want people to think I'm like too crazy.
Yeah.
So it was briefly open to short. And then I was like, you know what? Fuck that. No, I want a long-term relationship. So then I changed it to looking for a long-term relationship.
I think you always like say you're kind of open to something short-term, but then when it actually comes down to it, you're like, no.
No, I know myself. Know thyself. No, you're not interested in that. Like, personally, that's what I was thinking. And Jack didn't, I don't think he even saw it, to be honest. I don't think he even,
men
like,
are so simple.
Very simple. Very simple. I mean, to be fair, I didn't know he was British before I went on a date.
I'm so confused. Also, I literally just opened Hinge and looked at that guy's message, and I had matched with somebody else, and he already unmatched me.
Which guy?
He never even messaged me.
Spain or Hoboken?
Somebody else.
Because you called him out.
No, I never messaged him.
This is a completely different
one. We literally just matched.
This is a different.
He already unmatched me.
This is a different person.
He was like, oops, Uno reverse.
Yeah. He was like, oh, sorry. Didn't finger slipped. Twice. Oh, my God.
Wait, wow. I will say, not to bring you back to Hillstone, but that's the other thing about Hillstone, is I noticed he wasn't on my Hinge anymore. This is like over a month ago, though, at this point.
Didn't he change his pictures?
So this is like a month and a half ago, I noticed he wasn't in my Hinge thing anymore, because I used to like stalk our thing to see if he updated his pictures.
Yeah, because changing the pictures is a telltale sign. Yeah. Telltale sign.
And he was removed from like my Hinge messages, which means he either deleted the app or unmatched me. And then he came up on my thing again, like with new pictures.
So he unmatched you.
He unmatched me and then redid his profile. But that was like over a month ago. So I don't know.
That's a red flag.
And then I saw Mariah, and then he came up on Mariah, and I was like, ooh. And then last night, or whenever I was with him 2 nights ago, I saw Hinge on his phone. So...
So
I mean,
has.
Also, like, I can't blame him, though, because, like, obviously, like, I'm still ripping Hinge maybe and, like, talking to
like,
other guys.
Maybe he did, like, the reboot or whatever.
But unmatching you is interesting.
Yeah.
No, he could have made a new profile. Maybe he didn't know how to do that, how to refresh, so he just... Because Jack, I downloaded Hinge again recently because I was doing an ad with them, and I, like, went through my messages because I wanted to find Jack and I's first messages.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find it because his messages weren't there.
Yeah.
And I was like, Jack, did you pause? Like, what did you do to Hinge? He's like, oh, I just like fully, I deactivated my account. And then his disappeared because he just deactivated. Mm. So maybe he just like deleted it and then was like, fuck. Because usually we'll just like pause it or whatever. Like,
yeah.
He just, maybe he didn't know how to do that. I'm playing devil's advocate here.
I'll he could have to believe it,
very well known what he was up to.
Well, the boy like updated his pictures. Like clearly he was trying to like get back in the field. You know what? In some regard. He's trying to see what his options are. He's like, Adam can't be my end all be all. Like I need to.
Who the fuck is this? Who does he think he is?
But like, I can't blame him because on the side, like I told you guys, I messaged Canada and like Canada's now coming to New York.
Here's the thing. Here's the difference. He already doesn't have time as it is.
Yeah, you're right.
That's just unfair.
He can't even juggle you.
No, like yeah, that's,
how you gonna juggle other people too?
That's where it's unfair. It's like, come on, bro. Be real. BFFR.
Wait, guys, I legit cannot believe that guy unmatched me.
Go be so mad
like
over it.
1 minute.
Like it literally was a minute.
I think so. Well, I opened the app and it said that we had matched and now it's gone.
I bet his girlfriend. I bet he's a cheater and his girlfriend found. No,
it literally said he was looking for a long-term relationship.
Hey, he could still be a cheater and have a girlfriend. When people are
we got a pessimist.
And I'm just a realist.
Katie over here is being very optimistic today, I will say. Mm-hmm. Colby and I are over here just getting slandered by men on the internet.
Well,
it's fine.
Well, maybe this.
Hey. This is a really good advice segment that goes perfectly with this conversation.
I can't wait to hear it.
It's short. Hi, guys. This seems like a champagne problem, but I'm struggling to date multiple people at once. Not emotionally, I mean actually remembering what I've talked to certain people about. I feel like when I'm going on dates, the things I talk about tend to be similar. Family, friends, job, but I forget who I talked about and with who I talked about what specifically. Then on second dates, I end up saying things like, I think I mentioned this. Keeping a notes app of everything someone mentioned after a first date seems kind of crazy, but at this point I'm struggling. Do you have any tips or am I overthinking it? Thanks. Don't know if this is relevant, but context, I'm a 25-year-old female in Chicago, mostly going on Hinge dates, big fan of us. Literally went to New York City last December for the first time because she loved this podcast.
Aww.
Very kind. So
I hate to say it, but I do keep a note app of
you do
a lot of the boys that I date. Yes. I have one for Hilson, of course. And I also have one for literally that boy I went on.
But do you take bullets of what you're saying or what they're saying?
What they're saying. So, I mean, what's like an example? I like have all these boys' allergies on here.
Allergies?
I'm not even kidding. I have his full allergy list.
That's so
funny.
And
things he doesn't like. It's like.
Things he doesn't like?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but so, also like he always compliments how good my memory is, which like it is. I do remember like everything, but I make sure I remember like even the minuscule things, you know?
Yeah,
because I feel like that's like a pretty, if people remember a ton of shit about me, I'd be like, whoa, like that person's taking a lot of interest in
it's
me.
It's a muscle. I think as you do it, you'll get better at it, like answering this girl's question, like remembering. But I would always just kind of assume that I had already told them about something.
Yeah,
and if they act confused, I'd be like, oh, I might have. I was just talking to my friend about this. I'm sorry. Like, don't like make it seem like it was another guy.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, sorry. I was just talking to my friend Colby about this like 20 minutes ago. Like, and then just explain
or it. Or just be like, if I already told you this, I feel like I've been talking about it so much.
Yeah. There's ways to do it where it's like not, doesn't make it seem like you can be a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
You can stretch the truth a little
bit. But also, like, if you keep a notes app and just keep track of what he's told you or, like, specific details of what he's told you, like, I feel like that's also an easy way for you to, in your head, be like, okay, like, if he told me this about his friends or
then
whatever,
I must have said that, too. Yeah, like, where I went to college and, true. But this is something I've never really thought about,
Mine is so funny. Neither. It's literally bullet point, kiwi, in parentheses, allergic, bullet point, walnuts, in parentheses, EpiPen.
Oh, my God.
He needs those are important things only to know. For the walnuts.
Not the kiwi.
No, the kiwi is just a little itch.
Oh, I cracked myself up.
That's so funny.
Yeah, we support the notes app. Well, at least I do.
We do.
That's smart.
We do. Okay. Do we have time for one more or what?
I think we have time for one more.
You think? Okay. So this one is also kind of relevant.
Oh.
Is right person, wrong time a real thing? Katie Colby, you're welcome. She spelled your name right. That's why it says you're welcome. And Adam,
yes.
You three feel like my besties. I listen to you at work, the gym, my car, and pretty much everywhere else. I have a situation that feels like it's taking over my life, and I figured who better to ask for help than y'all. So my story starts last February. I had just broken up with my boyfriend of nearly a year, and TBH was doing really well with it. I met this guy, we'll call him Alex, right after, and we immediately hit it off. He was a blue-collar, southern, mama-loving, truck-driving guy a few years older, and we both fell pretty hard. However, he wasn't ready for a relationship, so he kind of pawned me off on his best friend, and we didn't go anywhere. Can you imagine that? Like, he was like, oh, my friend's single.
Interesting.
Fast forward a few months, I started talking to a guy, and I was happy but not thrilled. But guess who calls me at 11 p.m. one night needing a place to stay and someone to talk to? Alex. Oh. I love that his name is Alex.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you're Alex, but not because he's not single. This pattern of Alex calling every few months to check in and flirt has been repeating for a year. I met my now boyfriend in July of 2023, and he is so good, buys me flowers, takes me out, will put any amount of effort for me. I couldn't ask for better, but some reason, Alex is always in the back of my mind. I'm happy, yes, but it's just a stagnant happy, nothing exciting. My boyfriend just left for Army basic training, and yesterday after work, my best friend and I saw Alex out and about and asked him if he could fix her car. For context, we were at Walmart, and her car door wouldn't open, and I saw his truck across the lot, and I called him over. Y'all, the looks this man gave me and the eye contact, OMG.
This sounds like a movie.
Yeah. Yeah, what the heck? Then afterwards, my friend had left, and he stayed to talk, pretty much telling me that he thinks about me as often as I think about him, and he's ready to make things work. My heart jumped at this, but I do have a boyfriend, so I shut it down.
Butterflies.
I've been thinking about him all day today, though, and it's bad. Is he my right person, wrong time, and now just happens to be the time? Or am I being stupid, leaving a safe, comfortable relationship for an exciting, built-up risk that seems to be popping up too many times to be a coincidence? Thanks, y'all, for the help. Love you all. Sincerely, Tennessee Troubles.
That literally sounds like a movie.
I know.
I feel like we're watching Hannah Montana
movies. At one point.
I don't know. It's so hard. I think she should like.
Hard to think that. I don't know if it's even like right person, wrong time, or if I agree with what she's saying about like the thought of somebody like. If she's been into this guy, she's been seeing him around, he's showing interest in her, like mm-hmm. that feeling of like the rush of the lust.
Yeah. And the boyfriend is gone. So
yeah.
That's tough.
Also imagine she like tries to pursue this new guy and then he ends up just being a fuckboy and then she loses trust with the current boyfriend who seems to be a safe, comfortable spot for her.
Yeah.
That's a toughie.
Actions speak louder than words. Have you heard the song The Way I Loved You, Taylor Swift?
Yes.
Screaming and fighting and kissing in the rain.
This is like the pause that song would be playing if they were to like make out in the parking lot when that happened.
Yeah.
Like that one part when it's like, but I miss. And then
screaming and fighting and kissing in the rain.
The amp up.
It's 2 a.m. and I'm cursing your name.
Yeah.
Because you know what the song is about? Like pretty much like she's with this, like he opens the car door.
Yeah.
Her has conversations with my father, like blah, 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 whatever, like he's a great guy, but I miss like the chaotic. Yeah. I guess you just ask yourself, what kind of relationship are you looking for? Like, do you want something that's like safe and comfortable and he buys you flowers, or do you want something that's like fuck boy energy? I don't know. I know
this
my personal choice.
This is reminding me of Sweet Home Alabama, kind of.
Yeah, I know my personal decision here would be, well, here's the thing. Ask yourself, like, if this guy didn't exist, if the fuck boy didn't exist, would you be happy with your current boyfriend, or would you be considering if there's something else out there?
Right.
Because if that's the case, then I think you at least need to break up with your boyfriend.
Right.
Like if you're feeling like you,
whether it's for this guy or not.
Yeah. If you're not happy with him, if you feel like it's something's missing, then break up with him.
Right.
That's one thing, but I don't know if the fuckboy will solve all your problems at that point. I think
might create more, honestly.
I don't know. I feel like if he's calling you,
a whole new set of problems.
You're in a relationship and he's calling you. Is that the kind of guy you want to be with?
Right.
Because you get them how, what is the thing?
You lose them how you get them.
Yeah. So I feel like it could be the situation where if you were to get in a relationship with this guy, then maybe he could be calling some other girl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just feel like you need to first assess your current relationship and see what you need to do there.
Or just be like, am I fulfilled from this? Would I be okay if this was like my end all be all for the rest of my life?
Ask yourself that.
Yeah. And if the answer is no, then like maybe it makes sense to break up with him. And
it also sounds like this other guy, Alex, isn't going anywhere. So
yeah, he's sticking around town. He's in the Walmart parking lot ready to fix your car. So
if your boyfriend, whenever he's back from army training camp, however long that is, if he comes back and you're still having these feelings where you're questioning things, like, I think Alex will still be waiting in the wings.
True.
Agree.
Or he won't be.
Yeah.
Or he won't be.
Or he won't be. And we wish you the best of luck.
Yeah. Tennessee troubles.
This is one we need an update on, girl, I think.
Yeah, keep us updated. I mean, no matter what, we're not going to judge you, okay? We are your friends here. But just, like, you are important and very deserving of real, true, great love. And it can be, you can have it all. Like, you can have someone that, like, buys you flowers and treats you well, but also, like, you're excited about. Mm-hmm. And, like, you have electric feelings with, you know? So, it is possible. Just know that. Like, it's not like something's wrong with you.
Agree. Keep us posted.
Anyway.
Best of luck.
Yeah.
And girls, I think that's all we have time for today. Colby's got to go to her movie.
Yeah, Colby, update us next week.
I'm going to get some dibs, I decided, while we were sitting here.
Oh, that sounds so
good. Okay, you guys were talking about ice cream. Okay, I was Kim. Yeah, literally.
It's Kim Kardashian's favorite.
I know that they have them at the movie theater, and I have always been like, I don't know when I would ever get these to go watch a movie, but that would be so good. And now I'm craving ice cream.
That's your version of chocolate therapy.
Yes.
Like my ice cream.
Wait, I literally think you should stop at Target and get them and just like put them in your bag.
They're going to melt.
Oh, no, they won't. I would totally do that.
I love Buncha Crunch, which is the other thing that I usually get. They like only sell that at the movie theater, I think.
Those are little like poppy balls with like the crispies and
they're balls of crunch bar. They're so good. Yum.
They're bunches of crunches. They're so
bunches of crunches.
So I don't know. I'll let you know what I get for a snack and what the movie is.
Yeah, most importantly, the movie, Colby. The snack is less of a secret.
Yes.
All right, Colb, have fun at your movie. Katie, I hope your day gets better.
Oh, well, I'm going to investigate this fridge.
We need to fix the fridge. That's first and foremost.
You know, I think I have a suspicion as to what happened. I think because I accidentally left the freezer open earlier today. And I think it like took the energy. It's taking the energy from that to like fix the freezer. So my fridge is not as cold.
It might self-regulate itself back.
I think it might be okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I do remember I accidentally did that this morning, so...
Something smells a little funky. Oh. So I'm not going to lie. Colby, do you smell it?
What a great day.
Do you smell the funk?
No, it's the soup I need to throw away.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, stop imagining this. Imagine chocolate smells.
Chocolate crunchies.
Not and my Colby's gross movie. Fridge.
And with that, love ya. See ya.
Bye. Bye.
Colby, you missed the bye. Jesus.
Bye, bye.
Bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry.
Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior Paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save